1340 96.5 KVGC. Top of the news today on this, the 16th day of August for 2018, a troubling story out of Amador County. An Amador County CHP officer was arrested recently for various child molestation charges. On Sunday afternoon, the Amador County Sheriff's Office received a report from a pastor of a local church stating that the mother of a 12-year-old recently learned that her daughter had been molested. The mother also disclosed that the suspect was currently employed as an officer with the California Highway Patrol. Amador County Sheriff's deputies, along with an Amador County Sheriff's detective, responded and conducted initial interviews, learning that the suspect had been molesting the child for approximately 1 year. The suspect left for his father's home in Placer County prior to sheriff's personnel arriving. Then Monday afternoon, Amador County Sheriff's detectives, with the assistance of Placer County Sheriff's Office detectives, found and arrested 35-year-old Michael Joslin of Pioneer. Joslin is being held in the Amador County Jail on multiple charges of various sexual offenses with a minor under 14 years by means of force or fear and continuous sexual abuse of a child. The investigation is ongoing, and Joslin is no longer employed by the California Highway Patrol.
And Amador County fire crews rolled to a wildland fire flare-up yesterday. As reported on the KVGC Firewatch, Tuesday night there was a fire on Gold Dust Trail that burned down a barn and two cars. Sutter Creek Fire was quick to get on scene and able to contain the blaze to a small area. But then yesterday afternoon, there was a flare-up in the same area. Crews responded to a quarter to half-acre fire at about 4:30 in the afternoon, which was quickly contained by approximately 4:45. Now, firefighters were also aided by Campbell Construction workers who took a dozer and moved dirt onto the fire. Now, both fires could have been potentially very hazardous. If you or anyone you know have info about the fire, please call the Sutter Creek Police Department at 267-5646 or the Amador County Secret Witness Hotline, 223-4900.
And emergency crews rolled to a minor injury rollover accident near Fiddletown last night. According to reports, just after 9 o'clock, the solo vehicle incident took place on Fiddletown Road east of Brockman Mill Road. Traffic in the area was slowed for a short time while emergency crews tended to the injured driver, and a tow truck was called to remove the vehicle from the roadway. The cause of the accident is under investigation.
The Calaveras Sheriff Department asking for the public's help in locating a stolen utility truck. Sometime during the night Tuesday or early morning hours Wednesday, an unknown suspect or suspects broke into the Calaveras Water District Treatment Plant in Valley Springs and attempted to steal several vehicles on the property, including a tractor and another truck, which was damaged by a futile attempt of hot wiring. Now, stolen from the yard, a white-colored 2011 Ford F-350 work truck with a Calaveras Water District emblem on the door and license plate number 1358918. Now, the stolen truck has a utility box bed with a small crane and black-colored lumber rack. If anyone has info regarding the case or knows the whereabouts of the truck, contact the sheriff's office, 754-6500.
Well, yesterday was the first day of school in Amador County, and enrollment was up across the district.
Enrollment is up, and we're very excited about that. I was looking at the numbers yesterday afternoon, a little over 4,200 students. And so it's up in a variety of locations, and we'll be counting students today to see, you know, who's there for sure and see if we need to make any adjustments.
Now, that's Amador School District Superintendent Amy Slavinsky. A more comprehensive attendance report will be given at the next school board meeting come Wednesday. Now, Slavinsky also says a few new faces will be seen around the district.
We were so happy to warmly welcome several new leaders, Mr. Joe Horacek at Plymouth Elementary School and Shenandoah Valley Charter School. He, of course, replaces our beloved Donna Custodio, who was promoted to Director of Student Services, right behind Sean Snyder, who was promoted to Assistant Superintendent of Educational Services. But back out at the sites, we also have Andrew Gardner joining us at Ione Junior High in a vice principal type of position called instructional administrator. And then finally, we have Tia Peters. She was a teacher at Sutter Creek Elementary School for a number of years and just recently promoted to principal there.
So Levinsky adds that while a number of major capital improvement projects were completed this summer, the district was also able to offer a number of great learning opportunities for students over vacation.
Amateur Arts Open Mic moving to a larger venue. Scott Coleman, Amateur Arts Events Manager and Open Mic MC, has revamped Open Mic. Starting today, Amateur Arts Open Mic will be at the Hotel Sutter Banquet Hall in Sutter Creek and will now be held every Thursday. That's right, weekly now. Every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Now, Amateur Arts Open Mic is free and fun for the entire family. Come on out, be part of the all-important audience, or sign up and perform. Amateur Arts thanks the Hotel Sutter for its generosity in supplying the space for the expansion of community self-expression. For more information, 267-9038.
That's a look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning, the 16th day of August, from the KVGC News Center.
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, kvgcradio.com.